BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Wednesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Oh, stop it. Leave off.
That's it, George. Tell her who's boss.
Hey, Grandpa. I've never known a sheep so eager for mineral lick.
You, go on, you. Let the lad tie it to the fence.
Oh, ta.
Ah, it's good to see you getting down to farm work. Best place for you. Need to make sure the flock's in tip-top shape for tupping.
Yep. Not that I'll be around when the lambs come.
Hey, George, don't...
Well, it's true, ain't it? Ah, there you go.
Look, I ain't been able to find you a new lawyer yet.
Oh,
but I will do, even if it's too late for the plea hearing on Friday.
Grandpa, I told you, the lawyer I've got is fine. I like her.
No, it ain't about liking her. It's about making sure you spend as little time inside as possible.
We ain't got the money to be hiring someone.
Yeah, well, I've been thinking about that. I could trade in my van.
What?
Exchange it for something cheaper.
How much cheaper? You need a van that runs.
Of course, but as long as it gets me from job to job.
No, Grandpa.
And there's other stuff we can sell.
I don't want you having to sell anything.
George, oh, don't be stubborn. If it means we can afford someone to fight your corner, there's money we got for Bartleby.
You ain't serious.
And your great-granddad don't need a fancy gravestone.
No, no.
He'd much rather it went on getting you the best lawyer we can.
Stop going on. Do you think you're helping?
Now, George...
Talking about spending great-grandpa's money on me. Because it ain't worth it. I ain't worth it.
George?
Oh, you just sound like a stupid old fool.
Hey, that'll do. What the hell's got into you?
It's all right, Edward.
No, it ain't. Apologise to your granddad now.
Honestly, the lad's only blowing off steam. I need to go in here.
Wait, my dad...
It's fine. I know he didn't mean anything, but...
George?
Oh, don't.
Where are you going?
Where'd you think? To hang up the rest of the mineral lick, of course.
No, of course not, Eddie. Come on in.
Oh.
You'll have to forgive me, but if I don't get dinner on now, we'll never eat. I've been making yoghurt all day.
Well, that's fine, Pat. You carry on.
How are you? How's Clary? Is her sister any better?
Oh, Clary managed to get her into the garden yesterday.
Oh, right.
But she was so exhausted by the effort, she had to spend the rest of the day in bed. I reckon Clary's going to have to look after her a while yet.
Oh, I see. Well, tell her we're all missing her in the dairy.
I will.
We're missing Emma, too. I popped my head into the tea room on my way back across the yard. Fallon had the afternoon off, so Natasha's been filling in.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I think she just about managed to keep on top of it all. Behind the counter was a mess, though. It's probably still cleaning down now.
Well, anyhow...
Yes, I'm sorry, Eddie. What can I do for you?
I wanted to ask you about lawyers.
Oh?
I hope I ain't speaking out of turn, but you obviously had a good solicitor for Ellen.
Yes.
Carol's daughter, weren't it?
Anna? Oh, no, she was her barrister.
Oh. Do you know anyone else?
There's Dominic.
Dominic?
Farrell. He was Helen's solicitor.
Right.
But... Eddie, I'm still confused. What's wrong with George's solicitor?
Well, I don't know exactly, but there's got to be more she could do. It feels like George is being thrown to the dogs. I mean, George ain't a bad lad. How's it right he's looking at years in jail? There's folk out there who do much worse. Oh, I'm sorry, Pat.
No, Eddie, honestly, it's fine.
I just feel like it's always us what has to suffer, me and Clary. We had such a hard time with both our boys, Edward especially, but William too. Well, you know.
I know.
But I'd hope with the grandkids it would be different. Instead, it's happening all over again.
Eddie, I'm so sorry.
Oh, thanks. I didn't mean to get emotional.
No, don't be silly. It's perfectly understandable.
So, Dominic Farrell.
Yes. But I'm really not sure how changing solicitors is going to help.
Yeah, that's what everyone keeps telling me.
Well, maybe you should listen. Try to have faith in the system. I know it's hard, but trust me, it can get things right in the end.
Wait, George, stay there.
I'm going to feed the ferrets.
No, they can wait. You ready to talk about earlier? What do you think you were doing, flying off the handle at Grandpa like that? He's only trying to help.
I know, but I don't want his help.
George,
I don't want anyone's help. I don't deserve it.
What do you mean you don't deserve it? George!
I just want him to give it up. It ain't going to make no difference.
Look, can I tell you something? It's about when I was at my rock bottom. Do you know what the hardest thing was to handle?
What?
Shame. That's the killer. Knowing that your family are suffering because of things that you've done. That's why I ran off to London. I figured living on the streets would be better than staying here, not being able to look anyone in the eye. But in the end, do you know what I had to accept?
No. What's that?
Help. Okay, you might not feel that you deserve it, but other people do. Have you read the character reference Oliver wrote?
Yeah, I've read it.
He ain't given up on you, has he? I mean, your mum, we're trying to persuade other people to write references too.
Good luck with that.
Hey.
I'm just being realistic.
Look, stop thinking that everyone's against you.
So who've you asked? Who?
A few people. Martin Gibson, your old tutor.
And they all told you where to go, didn't they?
Well, they didn't put it quite like that.
Like I say, it's a waste of time.
Haven't you been listening? You don't get anywhere in this world without other people. So come on. Who else have you impressed? Who'd give you a reference?
Oh, what a cheek! The reason Helen got off was because she was innocent.
Well, yes, obviously.
Even
but...
George admits he's guilty. Changing his lawyer isn't going to alter that.
Well, that's not what Eddie meant. Tony, can you turn the hose off?
What?
I think the parlour's clean now.
Oh, I suppose.
You can't blame Eddie for wanting to help his grandson. He's scared for him.
I just think it's a bit much asking the relatives of the person he tried to frame to defend him.
He wasn't. To be honest, I think he just wanted someone to talk to.
Well, either way.
How's your back? Is that why you're tetchy?
I'm not tetchy.
Oh, I can tell. You shouldn't have let Tom talk you into lifting potatoes.
What was I meant to do? He was already a man down without George.
Oh, I know.
He couldn't get hold of enough casuals. Can't leave the potatoes in the ground.
All right. Well, at least we've got a contract milker now. You're not having to do 5 a.m. starts.
No. What about you? How's your day been?
Oh, fine.
Really?
Well, it would just help to know when Clary's going to be back. I was fine covering when we thought it was only be for a few days, but now Eddie's saying she's going to be away longer. It's not long now till we have to prepare for the rush up to Christmas. We'll have to get going on the cheese very soon.
Never rains but it pours.
Oh, Tony.
And who does it all lead back to?
Oh, come on now. It's not George's fault Clary's sister's ill.
No, but if he was still here to help with field work, Adam would be able to do more in the dairy. You wouldn't be under so much pressure.
All right.
Meanwhile, Tom and Natasha are scrambling to find a replacement for Emma in the tea room. Did you see Natasha this afternoon?
Yes, briefly.
The poor girl didn't know if she was coming or going.
I agree. Things are difficult. Well, at least there's Ian helping with the school run now.
Oh, small mercies.
Well, it's something. Have you heard the latest? About him volunteering for the PTA?
Yeah, I chatted to him about it the other day.
Oh, but did he tell you about the Harvest Festival? The head teacher found out he's a chef and asked him to do some cooking workshops with the kids. You know, using healthy, fresh produce. So now he's been roped into going in for a full day. We're donating the veg.
He needs to be careful. Next thing, they'll be making him a member of staff.
Right. Dinner's ready when you are.
Okay, love. I'll be in a minute.
Excuse me?
Ed?
Sorry, I know it's a bit late to drop by. Don't suppose I can have a word?
Okay. Let me get the cage door open. Right, out you come.
George, oh, sorry, I didn't realise you were in here.
Well, that's all right. I'm just seeing to the ferrets.
Oh, yeah? How are they?
Yeah, you're doing all right, aren't you, Marvin?
OK, well, if you're doing that, I guess I'll find something else to keep you busy.
Grandpa, wait.
Yeah?
I'm sorry for snapping earlier. I didn't mean what I said. I just don't reckon a new lawyer is going to make no difference. I'm going to jail and that's that.
Hey, don't talk like that. We can still fight to get you a shorter sentence. Pat's given me the name of Helen's solicitor. You can't give up.
I'm not giving up.
Well, that's what it seems like to me.
Really, Grandpa, I ain't. I'm thinking about what I really need to get through this. If I'm ever going to be able to look folk round here in the eye again, then I need to face up to what I've done. Ain't no point pretending it ain't as bad as it is.
Hang on, though.
I'm going down for a long stretch and just need to accept that. But
George!
And so do you!
Is that honestly how you feel?
I ain't saying I'm looking forward to it.
No.
But I certainly don't need you making things harder for everyone by spending money you ain't got.
Hey, our family. We've never had two pennies to rub together. You're what's important. We'll find a way.
Yeah, but I don't need you to. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I know you've got my back, and that's plenty. Knowing that's all I need.
I just thought. We made all that money with them films of Bartleby.
What?
We could do the same with Marvin there. Of course, I'd have to work on a different voice.
Oh, you ain't serious.
How about Cockney?
Grandpa, enough.
All right, mate, how's it going?
Oh, no, please.
Don't suppose you got some pie and mash or jellied eels. I'm absolutely Hank Marvin.
Stop it.
What?
I don't reckon that's going to work.
Oh, maybe not. Still, it was worth a try.
Look, I get it's a lot to ask.
You can say that again.
But it would only be a reference about what he was like as a worker. I wouldn't expect you to write anything else.
We won't be writing anything.
Oh, Tony...
No, Pat, I don't care if George was the best employee we've ever had. That boy tried to pin almost killing three people on Alice.
Yeah, all right, I'm
he
sorry.
He saw he could take advantage, so he did.
I'm not saying it wasn't wrong.
No, it's okay,
he hasn't
Pat.
Even the courage to ask us himself.
No, it's my fault. I said I'd ask, and I shouldn't have come over.
You're right, you shouldn't.
I'll get out of your hair. Bye.
Sorry, Ed.
Don't apologise. He's the one who should be sorry.
Oh, don't have a go at Ed. He's only trying to do the best thing for George, same as Eddie. Oh, for goodness sake. We both know how horrendous prisons are. What good is a long sentence going to do him?
No, Pat, no.
Even with a character reference from us, he's still going to be punished.
You can be as liberal-minded as you like, but some things are beyond the pale.
Oh, Tony, really, you don't mean...
That's an end to it. We are not writing George a reference.